Saxophonist Archie Shepp is a legend. His career goes back nearly 50 years, including playing on John Coltrane's iconic album, A Love Supreme. Today, Shepp mixes jazz, blues, and other influences into what he calls African-American music. Jazz Perspectives producer Reese Ehrlich spoke with Shepp prior to his Bay Area performances that are beginning tonight.
Saxophonist Archie Shepp became famous in the 1950s for his mastery of a variety of musical styles and for his politically conscious music. He was in his 20s when the civil rights and black power movements shook America to its foundations.
I was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 1937. 2 years before that, a man named Reuben Stacy, he was lynched in 1935. He had gone to a white woman's home to ask for something to eat. She was alarmed and screamed, and a mob surrounded this man and lynched him. I can still remember white and colored signs on the wall. It was like apartheid. My experience as a young man and during the formative years have never left me.
In 1964, Shepp performed with another politically aware and cutting-edge musician by the name of John Coltrane. They recorded several albums together, rather unusual since they both played the same instrument. Coltrane invited Shepp to play on his new album, A Love Supreme. The album is now seen as a turning point in jazz, where Coltrane's avant-garde sound gained international recognition. Shepp played on two tracks, but they weren't released until 2002. Listen as Coltrane and Shepp trade licks with the famous musical phrase, A Love Supreme. Shepp fondly remembers playing with Coltrane.
For me, he's as important as Stravinsky or Mozart. And within the context of black music, African-American music, I talked to Donald Byrd years ago, and he said, I'm going down to hear Coltrane tonight at Birdland, and I wonder what he'll be doing next.
One could say the same about Archie Shepp. He became famous for playing atonal, improvisational jazz in the 1960s and 70s, a style he continues to this day. But Shepp incorporates blues and straight-ahead sounds into his music as well. Listen to his haunting version of Harlem Nocturne.
My father was a blues man. He played the banjo, which was my first instrument, actually. And over the years, I've gotten more and more into to blues music, and I begin to understand more and more the depth and profundity of its meaning.
In his 2011 CD, Woman, Shepp joins forces with German pianist Joachim Kuhn. A piano-saxophone duet presents special difficulties because there are no drums or bass to drive the music's rhythm. Archie Shepp was born in 1937, but shows no signs of slowing down. He continues to perform and record African American music with his own special touch. I'm Reese Erlich with a perspective on jazz.